Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show. You know, as we do every week at this time, this show is a show that will surprise you. It is going to be a show that really expands your thinking, your possibilities, and mental wellness today. Mental wellness. What's that? Well, you know, how you sleeping at night? You know, you're worrying, you're thinking, you know, the other shoe's going to fall. You know, wondering if things are going to work out. Well, you know, if you are, it's not exactly healthy, is it? Right? It's not healthy to play things over and over in your head, you know, expecting something to happen, right? That doesn't happen. Well, today I have an expert on my show. And he is going to, we're going to talk a little bit about mental illness. We're going to be talking a little about his background. He's got a movie coming out this year. And he's well-versed human psychology and understanding how to deal with difficult people. And so that's my guest going to be right here in just a minute. Listen, I got to take a quick break. Before I do, I want to give a shout out to some of my sponsors out there and network hosts. You know, we got BBS Radio is doing a great job for us out there. E360 TV, thank you so much. Flix TV, thank you so much. Roku, thank you so much. We got a lot of amazing people that are helping us to make this show right. And thank you, my team, for everything you do. All right.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, JJ's back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
Hey, well, welcome my special guest, J. Paul Nadeau. Paul, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much, Ken. It's really nice to be here.
Yeah, it's really good to have you on the show. You know, you and I met, where did we meet? A Clubhouse, I think, of all places. And I listened to you talk on there. And I thought, man, I got to have this guy on my show. You've got a lot of information to share with people.
Well, thank you. I thought the same thing about you.
Let me introduce you formally. You know, Paul is a survivor of a severe physical and emotional abuse by his alcoholic father. He experienced firsthand how to self-sabotage can immobilize a person and effectively cripple them. Suffered low self-esteem and depression at an early age, Paul experienced a moment in grade 7 that turned his life around and led him to confidently take control of his life. He's now a former EU detective, international peacekeeper, and is now an accomplished author, global motivational speaker, and mental health strategist who has made it his life's mission to guide others through the thoughts and experiences in their lives that hold them hostage, just as the thoughts once led him to feel like a hostage. Paul, so good. And I'm really, really impressed. You know, when I heard you talk the last few times, I was like, yeah, you know, your information needs to be out in the world. Let's just start in the beginning. You know, you're in this abusive household, alcoholic. How did that life at that?
Well, you know, Ken, my story is not unique. There are many people who are living in conditions surrounded by abuse, perhaps from an alcoholic father as mine, or whatever it is. But we learn this helplessness. We learn helplessness, and we don't understand that there's something very different out there because this is our circumstance. This happened to us for years, and as a result of the abuse, the physical abuse and the mental abuse, many people don't understand that there is something even greater for them outside and that they can change their environment simply by changing their attitude. And this is what happened to me. I realized that there was something much better out there and that I did not have to be defined by my circumstances. Those things happened to me, but they also happened for me. I realized that had it not been for the abuse of my father, I would not have become a cop later on and gone on to help so many people. Those circumstances, as much as they did happen to me, they happened for me because they created the person, or at least they contributed to the creation of the person that I became.
Yeah. You know, one thing a lot of people, I don't think I've ever shared this on the show, but my father was a Los Angeles police officer for 48 years and served concurrently in the military, in the Army, as a Central Intelligence Division officer. I also had a lot of experience with that growing up. Let's talk about self-sabotaging behaviors. Okay. A lot of people, you know, that come from that background, me included, had a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors. How do we identify those, Paul, and how do we overcome those types of behaviors?
Absolutely. Well, when we take a look at the words self-sabotage, two words together, let's drop the self for a moment and just focus on the word sabotage. What does sabotage mean? The word sabotage means to deliberately damage, obstruct, or destroy something. If you take a look at the dictionary is going to tell you it is a deliberate act to damage, destroy, or obstruct something. So when we watch the news, we hear of an act of sabotage, we know that something went wrong. Somebody did something to blow something up, to damage something, to obstruct it, whatever it is. Now let's bring the self into it. When we self-sabotage, we are doing or believing things that damage, destroy, or obstruct something. What is it damaging? What is it destroying? And what is it obstructing? It's obstructing and damaging our life, our potential, the spirit that we are. It's preventing us from moving forward. It's a number of thoughts and different things that happen, it may be that we procrastinate. We start to tell ourselves, there's no way I can do this. It's too big. And the conscious mind that creates this thought, it sends a message to the unconscious mind. And if you look at the conscious mind, it's like the captain of a ship. If the captain tells its crew, hey, we can't do this, the crew obeys the captain and does whatever it can to make sure that it does not complete the task because the captain's told them, you can't do it. The same is true when we allow other people to say things that hurt us. We say, well, that really hurts. And the captain says, hey, everybody, that really hurts. And then we go into this emotion. So sabotage is a deliberate act. The important thing is that we become aware that that voice in our head, as much as it sounds like us and little buggers, they sound exactly like us, but they are not us. They are the voice of sabotage. I have given my voice a name. I remember somebody from my past, and the guy kept letting me down, and his name was Bob, and he just kept letting me down. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to call my saboteur the name. I'm going to give him Bob, because I did not want to associate any longer with Bob. Now, I know a couple of Bob's really good people in my life, but this one was years ago, and he wasn't. So whenever Bob drops into my mind, I say, hey, you know what, Bob? I don't have time for you. Get lost. And I can do that. I can take control of my thought patterns because I become aware that I have the power to do so. And it's not enough just to tell yourself something good or to have good thoughts. You have to follow it through with action. And so I'll change my circumstance, my environment. Hey, it's time for me to go for a walk. It's time for me to listen to a podcast that lifts me up, to go to YouTube and listen to some inspiring stuff, to do something. It's not enough for me to give in. I'm not going to give in. We're all warriors, Ken, and we all have that courage. As your podcast talks so much about, those voices of courage are the ones that we need to use to replace those voices of sabotage.
Let me touch on what you just said, because I think you really touched on something here. I also, when I was in therapy years ago, I named my saboteur Benny. Okay. And Benny, I've had a visualization of Benny. I'm sure there's a lot of great Bennies out there, man. No disrespect here. But, you know, this Benny was a broken nose guy, you know, a foul mouth and, you know, just a mean SOB. And, you know, when that Benny would drop in, right, it would, you know, I would wreak some havoc. So what I did is I had a friend of mine say, hey, listen, if you ever hear Benny come out, call me on it, because sometimes I'm not aware of it. I think we have to start becoming aware. And one of the things you talk about is mindfulness. So how does that tie into being able to identify our saboteur and then maybe be able to deal with it, you know, over a period of time so we can release that? I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll answer that question.
Attention cancer victims who use the weed killer Roundup. A federal jury unanimously found that Monsanto's popular weed killer Roundup was a substantial factor in causing cancer. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. If you or someone you love used Roundup and were diagnosed with cancer, call the number on your screen now. Don't wait. There may be time deadlines to file a claim.
Call 800-506-2151. That's 800-506-2151.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free.
The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm talking with author Paul Nadeau and hostage negotiator and former police officer. Paul, mindfulness. And I love that. I love your ground because, you know, what's happening in all areas of life, people are stepping up, awakening and bringing mindful practices into the world. Let's talk about it from your point of view. How do we use to mellow out our saboteur?
You bet. And it's such a good question. I'll give you this, that every day is a new opportunity. Every day is a new adventure. And how we start our days really makes a difference. What's your morning routine? And I talk about the importance of having a morning routine. Now, what is a morning routine? Number one, when you wake up, you should have a spirit of gratitude. You woke up. There's so many things to be grateful for. So take a moment to wake up, to really take, before you grab your phone, before you start your day. We all clothe our outer bodies, but how many of us actually go into the closets of our minds to choose an attitude to start our day with, an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of power, of certainty? We do this by exercising gratitude. To take 30 seconds. Just say, I am so grateful I got up. I'm so grateful I have my health. I'm so grateful I have a roof over my head. I'm so grateful for the people in my life. Start off with gratitude. Then tell yourself certain things. Your mantras, your daily mantras. What is it that you want to accomplish? Who is it that you are? Paul, you're amazing. So use your name in the third person. Point at the mirror and say, Paul, you're amazing. Or Ken, you're amazing. You're fantastic. Today's going to be a great day. Today, I've got it. I'm not going to let anybody get in my way. I'm not going to let anybody mess up my day because I've got this. I am amazing. You start the mantras off and it's energy. Bring this belief to it. And just don't look at the mirror and go, I'm amazing. Paul, you're really amazing. No, use that passion in your voice to really project it and then believe it. So start your day off with intention and remind yourself from time to time during the day, take a deep breath and say, I've got this. I've got this. I am able. I am capable. I'm amazing. Whatever it is, tell yourself this through the course of the day. And when somebody cuts in front of you, whether it's in traffic or at a Starbucks when you're waiting for your coffee, you don't let that get the best of you. You've got the best of the day because you've conditioned your mind to be ready for it. That's one exercise. I could go on to so many more, Ken, but starting your day off with intention by telling yourself these things.
I love that a lot, Paul. And, you know, I'd like to put, I love that. Actually, just plus that, you know, if your day's not going well, one of the things I like to do is stop, splash some water on my face and tell myself I'm starting my day over, and I can start my day over anytime. So I love doing that. So, you know, positive thoughts and positive thinking is important. And sometimes the saboteur, you know, if you allow that to step back into that, sometimes we have to, you know, Tony Robbins, one of my heroes who I used to work with, tell me to change your state, all you have to do is two things. You got to change your focus and your physiology, right? So how important is mindfulness is very important, but positive thoughts, maybe of reprogramming your mind, you know, to reprogram yourself. I know we talked a little bit about this, but what are the thoughts that we should be talking and thinking of ourselves? You know, I know, and I heard you pat on my back. You're good, Ken. Everything's good. But what are those thoughts we need to reprogram our thinking?
Yeah, we can reprogram the neural pathways of our mind by the things that we tell ourselves and by the things that we come to believe. It's not enough, as you said, Ken, to simply tell yourself these great things, because, you know, positive thinking is one piece of this equation. The other piece is that physiology that you spoke of, and I referred to it a little bit earlier, doing something different, you know, exercising. This is a great way. Physical exercising, start to believe in your potential to be the fittest you possibly can. And it's amazing that when we exercise our physical bodies, our emotional bodies get the exercise as well, because we start to believe in ourselves, our full potential. So it's not enough to just tell yourself these great things. You got to get the body moving. You got to get the body involved in it, because it's body, mind, soul, spirit. It's all these things. They work together to make the best you. You also have to ask yourself questions from time to time. Who deserves love more than you? The answer to that is nobody. Who deserves happiness more than you? The answer to that is nobody. Everybody is born to be the very best they possibly can. The problem is that we have this potential as a child, but our surroundings and the information coming in tends to mess that up. We're told, you can do anything you want. And then a couple of years later, as we get a little bit older, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. What do you mean you've got this dream to become who you, this artist? No, I want you to become a doctor. And we start to listen to this outside noise and to allow the noise to affect our way of thinking, when we should actually be standing in our own greatness and saying, no, I'm better than this. I get to choose. And I love the word choice. It's a 6-letter word. You get to choose your destiny. You get to choose what you do. And it's okay to go out there and do things and not succeed, because it's not failure. It's data. Okay, that didn't work. I've got this data now. What must I do to become the person I want to be? And ask yourself questions again. If you're not living up to your full potential, I'm not the business person I want to be, or I'm not dating the person I want to date. And then you ask yourself, okay, it's time to do some self-evaluation. What must I do to bring myself to becoming that business person I want to be, to becoming that soulmate I want to be? Those are the things that you need to do.
Well, listen, I over the last 26 years, I've worked with many, many CEOs and individuals that, you know, solopreneurs. And a lot of them come in and they, you know, their businesses are doing okay. Okay. Or maybe in some cases, you know, they're well, but they're not doing so well because they're stressed out. They're worried. They're concerned. They're in reactive mode most of the time, and they're in overwhelm. They're challenged in many, many ways. And of course, what we found out over the years is the impact of stress on our mind, right? Paul, how do you, you know, when you're working with individuals, you know, you've done hostage negotiation. You've really been out there in the front line in a lot of ways. How do we help people change their states from your point of view, so that they can step into really leadership through peace of mind is what I would call it. Yeah.
Yeah. What a great question as well. I used to work, as you said, as a hostage negotiator, but I also worked as a special victims unit detective. And it was my job to deal with the, to speak with victims of sexual abuse or child abuse and to help them through what they had gone through. And a lot of times we take so much on our shoulders. We blame ourselves for things that are not within our control. For example, the victim of a sexual assault, it's not their fault that they were sexually assaulted, but it is astounding how many people will take that, I should not have done this, I could have done this differently, had I not been dressed in this way, had I not gone to that party, had I not, and it's the had I not, or I could have, I these are things that were not within their control. It's all right to go out. It's all right to mix and mingle. And a lot of people focus on the things that they can't control. They don't focus on the things that they can. So a short answer to your question, Ken, is to examine the things that you can control in your life. And I'll use COVID-19 as an example. A lot of people, when COVID-19 first came out, they were so worried about catching it. And CEOs are so worried about the bottom line. They're so worried about the outcome. Is my business going to do this? Is my business going to do that? They're focusing on something that they don't control at the moment. What do they control? At this moment, they control their actions. They control their mindset. They control how they lead. And this is how we ought to be leading our lives, is by looking at the things that we can control and focusing on the moment. The future is not within our control.
I've got to take a break. What I want to talk about and get back is, you know, it's been said that environment is stronger than a lot of people's willpower. Let's talk about the environments that people can set up that are really supportive for them, even if they're in a situation where, you know, family situations sometimes where people are just, quite frankly, they are, you know, mentally or emotionally abusive, maybe not physically, but they're in a difficult situation. And how do we help people to maybe overcome that? So let me take a quick break. We come back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. Talking to my great guest, Paul Nadeau. And Paul is talking to us a little bit about how to really change our mindsets so that we can really have more wealth in all areas of life. Paul, so let's talk about that that piece I was talking about, the being in a maybe a toxic environment, but being able to, you know, navigate that. You know, some people don't really have a lot of control over their environment, especially when they're younger.
Yeah, yeah. And that's very true. I'm going to start off with this. Back in the 50s, I believe it was, back in the 50s, experiments were done. And fortunately, they're not done anymore in this way. But a lot of people would look at it as not being humane. But they took dogs and they would take a dog, and there were two cages. And the cages were connected by a small tunnel. The dog would go into the first cage, and on the floor there was an electrical current, and it was not comfortable. So when the dogs walked in, they started jumping on this electrical current, which brought them some discomfort. And the people who were conducting the experiment were watching to see how the dogs would react and what they would do. What the dogs didn't realize in the very beginning, of course, is that tunnel led to a secondary cage that didn't have an electrical current. And so if the dog started jumping in this discomfort and didn't look at the opening that was there just a short distance from them, connected to the cage, and then they didn't go to the second cage where they found relief, they would stay in that cage and keep jumping and jumping and jumping until they became acclimatized to the electrical current. And after a period of time, they would lay in the cage because this is their life. It was called learned helplessness. And regrettably, a lot of, from my childhood, I'd learned to become helpless because that was all I knew. We have to challenge our environment from time to time. How do we do that? As we grow older, the great philosopher Socrates said, an unexamined life is a life not worth living. And the premise of that, the thought of that, is that we have to examine our lives. And I encourage people to do this every couple of weeks. Take an hour or so on a weekend when you have some time to sit there and take a piece of paper and just split it in two. On the one side, you're gonna write down the things that are going well. On the other side, you're gonna write down the things that are not going well. And you're gonna examine your life. You're gonna take a look, brutally honest, what's going well, and give yourself celebration for the things that are going well. On the other side, take a look at the things that aren't going well. I'm not happy. This relationship is bringing a lot of stress. And then take a look. Am I the cause of this? Am I the person who, you know, everybody we blame, a lot of people blame people, and that's another act of self-sabotage, blaming others for things that are going wrong. It's their fault that I lost the job. It's their fault that the relationship ended. It's their fault. No, look at yourself. Take a deep look. Am I happy with this? If not, what is the cause of my discomfort here? Why is this not working out? And then take action. It's not enough to be aware of what needs to change. You have to be aware of what you can do about it. One of the things, if you're a younger person and you realize that you are the victim of physical abuse, of mental abuse, is to reach out to a trusted person, and a person in authority, perhaps. This could be a teacher. This could be a doctor. This could be a police officer. Somebody that you trust to reach out to and say, hey, I'm going through this and I need help. And this is a part of our human DNA to be vulnerable and to ask for help that's okay to do. It's all right for us to reach out because we weren't born in pods. We weren't born not to lean on other people. Quite to the contrary. We were born to lean on one another. And when you become aware that you're being traumatized and victimized, it's okay to reach out to others for help, to a trusted person.
That's great. You know, I was working with some of the homeless for a while, and I was down in a city called Chula Vista with a lady that was just starting out her nonprofit, and she was on the front line helping people to before they got homeless. And I asked her this question. I said, why, in your estimation, why do people become homeless? And she gave me an answer that I was unique to me at that time because I didn't realize it. I thought most people were homeless because they were either on drugs or alcohol or had mental issues. She said, the reason that most people are homeless is that they've lost their connection. They've lost their social connections to home, to family, to friends, to church, to to education. Paul, let's talk from your point of view, social support, social structures around mental health and mental illness. What's your take on that?
First of all, I'd like to just recognize the power of the answer that you were given by this wonderful person. It's so true. As I said, we were not born in pods. We were born to connect to one another. Our mothers took care of us. Our fathers took care of us. We got that touch that we needed. Hopefully, we got some support and we felt connected to a family and then to friends and then to community. It's so important. Nobody gets to their destination alone. When we take a look at the successes that we've had in life, there's a lot of people that helped us get there. And we have to recognize that too. When we do lose that social connection, we've got to do everything we possibly can to get it back. But here's the thing. We have to be very careful who we connect to, because if you are surrounded by, if you're an apple, you're a good apple, but you happen to be in a basket of bad apples, of rotten apples, and those apples are going to affect that goodness in you. If you're surrounded by idiots, chances are that idiot environment is going to seep into you. It may be through language. It may be through actions. It may be through the whole totality of what that is, that mentality, that group mentality could end up on you. We are the product of the people that we surround ourselves with. So if I'm always going to a group of people, my buddies, my friends are people who are foul-mouthed, they're angry, they're destructive, they're this, I'm going to be influenced by my surrounding and I'm going to start to adapt those feelings because I'm going to condition myself in order to be part of the pack. We can't allow ourselves to do that. If you find yourself in a pack of bad apples, it's time to find a pack of good ones, to find a tribe that can support you, one that can teach you, one that can elevate you. And that could be through a community, a a church or another environment of support, or just finding people that think like you do. Artists, if you're an artist, you surround yourself with good artists, people who are positive. Because remember, garbage in, garbage out. If I'm getting a steady diet of garbage by the surroundings, I'm watching garbage on video, I'm listening to garbage on the radio, or, you know, the music that I'm listening to is all about hatred and destruction and all this and all that, my mind is going to be toxic. It's going to be affected. It's going to be toxic as a result of what I'm listening to, what I'm, my environment is. I'm going to start to embody what I'm listening to, what I'm exposed to, garbage in, garbage out. So if that is you right now, it's time for you to wake up, because this is your future. You get to choose. If you're happy with that, you stay where you are. I don't recommend it, because that could end up bringing you to that homeless peace, or to that peace where you feel alone or feel totally abandoned or destroyed by your environment. That's not for you. You want something of support. You want something good. You want to surround yourself with people who say, I've got you, and you're better. You're doing great, man. You know, you're with us, and we're going to take care of you. So yeah, what a great answer that was that you had. And I hope that all our listeners are listening to that, because we tend to judge the homeless people right off the bat.
Yeah, we do. And we shouldn't. You know, I'm a great fan of working with individuals to up-level their life, right? It doesn't really matter what level you're at. You can be the CEO of a Fortune 100 company. You can be somebody just starting out in business. You can be a housewife. You can be, you know, we're to realize the greatness of us, not in just some of us, it is in all of us. And one of the ways we get to that is through using compassion. Compassion for ourselves. And Paul, I know you're a big advocate of that. So we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I'd like to take a deep dive into some of the tools of compassion that might help my audience to step up and feel more love, more caring for themselves.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, strategies and wisdom to transform your life one day at a time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken Foster, the Voices of Courage show. Today, we're talking with J. Paul Nadeau. And by the way, we just put on the screen where you can get a hold of Paul. It's at jpaulnadeau.com, N-A-D-E-A-U, jpaulnadeau.com. And you'll want to go visit Paul's website and find out all the tools and opportunities for you to be able to manage your mind, manage your stress, and take your life to the next level. Paul, compassion. Let's talk about it. It's a big subject.
It's a wonderful subject. And yes, you alluded to self-love. And this is something that so many people are lacking. The ability or the just the right. I'll use the word the right. You have the right to love yourself. And regrettably, what happens to many of us is that we're influenced by the words and actions and behaviors of others. Eleanor Roosevelt once said that nobody can hurt your feelings unless you give them permission to. And our society is set up in such a way that we're getting these mixed messages from people. This is the ideal body. This is the ideal thing. You are this. You are that. You are not as great as you can be unless you buy this product A, B, and C. And all these messages come in, and much of it needs to be tuned out. We need to tune out those messages. We can't listen to the naysayers or the ones who say, ideally, you have to do this or buy our product, or even listen to the negativity of the other people who tell you you're not good enough. No, all that has to come from you. And if you're listening to things that are hurting you, it's time to turn the station off. It's not enough to do it on your own without taking action. You have to. You can do it by turning the station, by dialing in a different station, by starting to love yourself. If you're not happy with the way that you look, how is it? Again, ask that question. What must I do to get to where I want to be? For example, physicality. If you look at yourself and you say, you know what, I'm 15 pounds overweight. What, I don't feel good about myself. Then you ask yourself, well, what is it that I must do? And I use myself as an example. About 3.5 months ago, I was sitting at about 165 pounds. I'm 5'8". It was 165 pounds. And I was doing fasting, intermittent fasting, which I truly believe in. I love it. But I wasn't doing it that seriously. So I said to myself, okay, I want to lose this little gut that I've got. I wasn't happy with it. And so I went into doing this very seriously, 3.5 months. In that 3.5 months, my body fat at that time was about 19% body fat. I'm going to tell you, sitting here looking at you right in the eyes, today I am at 146 pounds from 165. I'm at 146. My body fat went from 19% to 8.3%, I think it was this morning. And it was by intermittent fasting and by exercising regularly. I exercise about 5 times a week. And I only go for about half an hour to 45 minutes. And I use resistance training. It's not impossible. Now, I ask myself the same question. What must I do to get to my goal? It's not enough to say, I want to lose weight. Put a number on it. I want to lose that 15 pounds. And then you say, what must I do? And I'm not doing this to satisfy the outside world. I'm doing that to satisfy my health, my inside self. And ask yourself those questions. Be mindful and take the action necessary to get you to where you want to be. Self-love is one of those things. By telling yourself that you're okay and that nobody has control over you or should make you feel less than you are, because only one person ought to be doing that. That one person is you. Now, never compare yourself to others either, because by doing so, we can really put ourselves down. That person seems to have a great life, or great body, great this. No, if I'm going to compare myself to someone, I got to compare myself to the person I was yesterday, the person I was 6 months ago, because I'm no longer that person. I'm no longer that person. I have evolved, and I am transitioning every day to a better me by the choices that I make.
I love it. Listen, I've got one of your books up on the screen, and we've got exactly 2 minutes. So can you tell the audience real quick a little bit about when they read the book, what they'll walk away with?
Yeah. Damn It, Just Ask is really, the title says it all. A lot of people don't ask for what they want. And I attribute that to three F's. It's fear of being rejected, forgetfulness, not thinking to ask, or familiarity, not knowing how to ask. Now, I'm a professional negotiator, but we all negotiate in life. We negotiate every day in life and in business. A negotiation is simply trying to reach a yes. And so if we're trying to reach a yes with someone, where do we go for dinner? Well, I'd like to go here. I'd like to go there. What do we want to do? Whatever it is, it's a negotiation with your kids to get them to eat, to get them to go to bed. It's a negotiation. Learn how to do it well through the eyes and experiences of a hostage negotiator. And that's what that book is about. It's about understanding how to ask for what you want in life, because you're entitled. You just have to know how to do it, and you have to do it more often. Wayne Gretzky, famous Canadian hockey player, said you always miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And a lot of times it's because we're afraid of taking them. We're afraid of asking for what is our right to ask for. And that book will teach you how to do it, and it will remind you that you can.
All right. Well, Damn It, Just Ask. You can get that on Amazon or where other books are sold. Is that accurate, Paul?
Well, it's primarily on Amazon at the moment, so that's where you can get it, on Amazon. And it's really a good book. It's really changing a lot of people's approaches on how to negotiate and ask for what they want in life.
Well, Paul, I'm out of time, my friend. I want to thank you so much for being here today and really enlightening my audience. You really have a different take on a lot of areas that we talked about, so really appreciate you and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Ken.
So for all of you that have joined us today, I want to thank you for being on the Voices of Courage show. Please tell your family, your friends, your associates about this show. That's how we grow. And from my heart to yours, I pray that you continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Till next time.